You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 14th of October 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, just to start with some housekeeping, I think. I've been working on the archives. I'm almost there with the Daily Nationalist archive, which means that we will have a page with all the titles of the podcasts on there and links to the show pages, which should make it easier for people to find older shows. And I've also been editing the old Aryan narrations, which I will probably put up under the heading of audiobooks. I've been editing them to make them more consistent with 2020 sensibilities, as there was a different editorial policy for some of the earlier ones of those narrations, where our content was also over there at the Daily Stormer. In fact, it was being made for the Daily Stormer, so it had a totally different editorial style. There were a lot of very old books that I did narrations of. Quite a few of them had the word Negro in the title, because the word Negro didn't become seen as not a very polite word to use until about the 1970s, I think. Martin Luther King was certainly still using the word Negro. So these books that were written in the 1850s, of course, they use that word in the title. So it's a bit hard to be describing the book itself without using the same terminology that's used in the book and in the title. So I've left that terminology there. It should not be taken as in a derogatory way at all. It's just in the interests of being accurate and accurately reflecting what the podcasts are about. I've also removed a couple of narrations. There was one that was really surprised me, actually. It was written by Colin Jordan. There were two books written by Colin Jordan, both of them fictional books. And apparently they were banned about 20 years ago, maybe a little longer than that. The court case never finished. They were banned as far as investigation is concerned. I think that's what it says in the introduction to these books, banned in Britain. But their books are available on Amazon and elsewhere on the internet. So there is a question there. I think they are legal, but obviously these were narrations that were published in America. But just to be on the safe side, I've decided that we will remove both of those. If people want to check them out, they will have to read the version that is online rather than listening to the audiobook version. Well, let's get into the news then. There's a big report that has just come out about how black and minority ethnic people are represented on the television. And, of course, people will be pleased to hear that it does say exactly what we have been saying, that ethnic minorities are massively overrepresented on the television. It's a shame they didn't actually look at adverts in particular, because I believe the overrepresentation on the advertisements and the commercials is just staggering. I mean, it's 50% at least in most of the advertisements that we see now, whereas non-whites in the country only make up about 14%, I believe, of the population. Well, let's get into this and see what they have to say about it then. And this comes from the Daily Mail. Ethnic minorities are overrepresented as actors and presenters on British television, but continue to be sidelined off-screen, new research suggests. Are they really being sidelined off screen, though? People from Black, Asian and Minority Ethnic, or BAMI, backgrounds accounted for more than 22% of all on-screen TV contributions last year, while representing just 12.8% of the UK population. So there's twice as many of them on screen as there are in the population, and we're being told that we need to have proportional representation of them on the television. We're being told that there are just not enough non-white faces on the television. It's not inspiring enough for these people. This is the reason why they don't succeed as much as the other minorities, such as Chinese minorities or such as the white majority. We're told it's because they don't see enough of themselves in these important positions. And yet here we see that they are actually twice as represented as they should be on the television. And what that means is that white people are not represented as much as they should be. If we want to have this proportional representation, I would say that what we really want to have is people that are the best at their jobs. We want to see the best actors on the television. We want the best screenwriters on the television. And it should not be down to what ethnicity somebody is. We've always been taught that it was wrong to discriminate on the grounds of ethnicity and say that people should only get a job because of what race they are. And of course, this is when we were saying that that was white people that were only being given a job because of what race they are. And now we're saying that black and minority ethnics should be given these important positions simply because of what race they are. And white people need not apply for these positions. And this is what the result of it is. We see twice as many of them on the television. And instead of saying, well, we should be scaling this back, surely, they're calling for more of it. Over the past 3 years, on-screen contributions by South Asian ethnic groups have fallen by 7.1% to 5.6%. And don't forget, South Asians are the ethnic group with the highest average IQ. So they are the most intelligent group, and we're seeing less of them on the television. I'm not sure whether they make good actors. Hong Kong has a very good film industry. I used to be quite into Hong Kong films. They had quite a cult following. They certainly have good pacing, good script writers. They have a big industry there. So you would imagine that they would be capitalizing on that more, rather than allowing that to fall. Off-screen, the overall proportion of contributions made by all BAMI groups to UK programmes has also increased over the last 3 years, from 9.7% to 12.3%. So that is much nearer to the 12.8% that they are telling us that these BAMI groups make up in the population. But they say, however, this remains slightly below the UK BAMI population and well below the BAMI population of London, which is 40.2%, where a high proportion of TV programmes are made. Well, that is only slightly lower, isn't it? And yet the headline bit of this says that they continue to be sidelined off screen. It's only couple of percentage points out. In actual fact, it's pretty much the same. And why should it matter that in London there are a lot more non-whites than elsewhere in the country? These television programmes are being made for the whole country. This is the main accusation that gets made at the BBC and at British Television, is that it is London-centric and it just reflects what people in London want to see rather than what the rest of the country want to see. We see this with Sadiq Khan as well. He seems to forget that London is the capital of England and thinks that it should be reflective of the people that have moved there over the last 70 years, rather than reflective of British heritage and English tradition and what the English people want to see in their capital city. The English people don't want to see their statues of their heroic ancestors pulled down and replaced by newcomers. That's the sort of thing that a conquering victor does when he takes over another country. And we're supposed to believe that Sadiq Khan is not a conquering victor of an invasion force, but is apparently just as British as everyone else. Well, if he was just as British as everyone else, why does he want to replace all these statues and representations of these great people in our past that made London what it is today. Getting back to the television industry, the figures are culled from a deep dive into BAMI data collected by the Creative Diversity Network's Diversity Monitoring and Reporting System, used by all of the UK's main broadcasters. So if they want to have diversity that is representative of the percentages of these minorities in the population, why aren't they pointing out that we have twice as many BAMI people on the television as white people? Why aren't they calling for there to be more white people on there? Why are they always saying we have more to do? It is based on 30,000 survey responses from workers in the UK television industry and comes after demands for TV representation intensified in the wake of the Black Lives Matter movement. So because of this black pressure group that wants to see the police defunded, wants to see reparations for slavery paid to people that were never slaves, who seem to be unaware that in actual fact they are twice as represented on the television as they should be, this television industry is going to buckle to their demands, and it's going to do what they suggest rather than what reality suggests. In its report, the CDN, whose members include BBC, Sky, ITV and Channel 4, said the figures show there is still a lack of racial and ethnic diversity in our industry. How can they say that when the report shows that there are actually twice as many as there should be? What are they talking about here? How can this be so? Unless what they mean is by diversity means replacing every single white person? Is that what they mean? Do they want to replace every white person with non-white? Will that be fully diverse? Because of course, what they mean by, they don't actually mean diversity. They don't actually mean lots of different groups, including white. They mean all the groups that are non-white. That's what they mean when they say diversity. It said that inclusion and equality are not yet baked into the industry's ways of working and need to be in order for diversity to flourish. How can they say that when we have included everybody into this and we have these studies to show that we are including all the different peoples that are now in Britain on the television, and yet they say this is just not good enough, even though there are twice as many as there should be? According to the CDN's Race and Ethnic Diversity Report, I mean, why have they got a report into this? Why have they not got a report into whether the television industry is actually satisfying people, as if it's producing good programs? Is it producing good commentary on what's going on? Is it representing the views of everybody? Quite clearly, it's not representing the views of everybody, because we have a massive alternative media industry, of which Radio Albion is a part, and we present views that you just won't hear on the BBC. You won't hear the point of view of a patriotic indigenous Briton who loves his country. You just will not hear that on the mainstream television. They should be doing reports into whether people are satisfied with what's on there, not whether there are enough black people on there, when quite clearly everybody can see that there are already too many on there. The BBC did originally have a directive, and it was supposed to inform, educate and uplift. And they don't do that. They cover things up. They program people to believe in the way that they want them to believe, especially with the soap operas. They're programming people to respond to the sort of things they see in their lives in the way that the soap opera tells people to respond to it. They don't uplift people. They're constantly putting down the indigenous Britons. And instead of having indigenous Britons telling us our history, or Christians telling us our Christian history, whenever you see Christian history on there, it will usually be a Jewish person that's telling the Christians what their history should be. They cover up the British history and they run down the indigenous, and they insert non-whites into our history when they weren't there in our history. One of the ways they do that is to suggest that the white folk that were in North Africa, the Carthaginians and the Romans, because they came from North Africa, They will claim that these people were African blacks, sub-Saharan blacks, which is just not true. The sub-Saharan blacks were in the bottom of the country. They couldn't make it to the north because you had the Sahara in the way. So this directive to inform, uplift, and entertain, Radio Albion does that, I think. This is what we strive to do here at Radio Albion, is to uplift people, give them a sense of being a part of their history and a continuation of their history, to bring new information to people that they haven't heard before. And we do try to be even-handed here. We will always say that the two opposing views, and of course we come down on the view that is of most benefit to the Indigenous Britons and of most benefit to white people, because we are white people, and if we didn't do that, then that would be self-harming, wouldn't it, really? Which is what we see going on in the mainstream media. You see the white people on there, they're just filled up with white guilt, and they're just self-harming. Getting back to the article here. People who identify with Asian ethnic groups make around 30% of BAMI program contributions. This is comparatively low, given that Asian ethnic groups account for more than half of the country's BAMI population. And by that, they don't mean Chinese. They mean Pakistani and Indian, because they do, for some reason, we have a different definition of the word Asian here to the one that we do have in America. Could this be because there isn't much of a history of Asians? Well, I guess maybe I'm wrong there. I'm thinking of Muslims. Maybe there isn't much of a history of Muslims being involved in mainstream media, making television, what have you. But we do have a culture in India of making films. We do have Bollywood. So at least there is some drive towards that over there, which would tend to say that they might actually be good at this. Because the other thing is why do we assume that these other races are actually going to be any good at doing this? Why do we assume that they're going to be any good at making television? And later on here, we will hear about the people that make the clothing and the sets. And why would you think that blacks would be good at designing costume clothing, period clothing, when a lot of the native blacks don't even wear clothes? And when we do see the suburban blacks that we see here, a lot of the time they're wearing a lot of this bling and these crazy clothing that only they could get away with. They look good in it, but it wouldn't look very good if a white person was wearing it. So again, that tends to say that they might not actually be very good at these jobs, and that's why they're not given them. Nobody there at the television station who does the employing is saying, we don't want this person who would be wonderful for the job because we don't like the colour of his skin. They say, we want the person who is going to be the best at doing his job. Otherwise, the business would fail. Off screen, people who identify with Asian ethnic groups are particularly underrepresented across all genres, and those from black and other ethnic groups are underrepresented across the majority of genres. Again, when we think about what the people are actually like here, when they're talking about the Asian ethnic groups, if you are talking about Muslims, I think they have a prescription on creating idols, don't they? Which is why you don't actually see images in the mosques. You just see patterns. You don't ever see any representations of Muhammad. In actual fact, people have gone out to try and assassinate people that have drawn pictures of Muhammad. So you don't have a tradition there within the Muslim community of doing that sort of thing, of designing these sort of things. They're good at doing patterns. They're very good at doing patterns, but you don't see them designing faces, life art, that sort of thing. You just don't see it. On screen, people who identify as black and mixed are comparatively well represented. No, they're not. They're twice as represented as they should be. And yet all they will say here, oh, they're comparatively well represented. No, they're twice as represented as they should be, and white people are not being as represented as they should be. They say, however, people from Asian groups are underrepresented across most genres, with the exception of children's and drama programmes, and I should imagine they put lots of them into the children's programmes to try and get them thinking that it's quite normal to see all these different races around, because we do know from scientific studies that children feel uneasy around these other races. They would much rather be around their own people, which is just common sense, really. You'd rather be around somebody that looks like you as a child rather than around somebody who doesn't. So they try to mess with children's instincts by doing this, because that is a self-preservation instinct. It is to protect the children, protect them from being around people that are not like them and that are not going to have the same intuitive, instinctive wish to protect them as much as they would have for their own children. Of course, I'm not saying here that because a child of another race, the other race isn't going to care about them, but they're not going to care about them as much as they are about their own children. That's why we have this instinct. The report found that people from BAMI groups are making fewer contributions in a senior production role across most genres. Could that possibly be due to the lower average IQ and they're not actually that good at the senior production jobs? Of course, there will be a few that are good at it. There are always exceptions to the rule. There are always the outliers. But the reason for them not making these contributions is because most of them will not be very good at doing this job. That's the reason for it. It's not racism. Overall, people who identify with black and mixed ethnic groups are less well represented in senior production roles compared to their representation in other roles, particularly junior and entry level roles. And of course, that will be the reason why, because of the lower average IQ, which predicts that people are not going to be good at these senior roles. They're going to be better at lower roles in society. That's not meant to be insulting. That's just a fact. All you have to do is look at IQ predictions, at what level of IQ people have. I think around about 85, they will be good at security work, kitchen work, factory work, that sort of thing. But they're not going to be good at high level senior executive roles, in which case you're going to need people with around, at least 100, I would say, probably more like 120 to be very good at your job. Although people who identify as South Asian are underrepresented off screen, they are more likely to be contributing in a senior role. Again, that's because they have that higher IQ, isn't it? 4.3% of senior role contributions and 2.2% of non-senior contributions. The report also found there is a lack of ethnic diversity across the majority of senior production roles. BAMI contributions account for less than 10% of the contributions made in the role of production executive, series producer, head of production, and production manager. And again, that is what the IQ, the average IQ of these peoples, that is what it would predict. And also, they don't have a history of doing this stuff in their own countries. They don't really have a history of the arts, do they? Islam does not have a history of the arts, because it's seen as blasphemous. They just use patterns rather than representations of living beings, because that is seen as a blasphemy. The exception is commissioning, where some progress appears to have been made with regards to ethnic diversity. 16% of commissioning editor contributions were made by someone who identified with a BAMI group. So in commissioning, they are actually overrepresented. And again, this shows this drive to promote diversity. What they've done is they've got more black and minority ethnic people in as far as the money is concerned. So the people that go out and say, well, this would make a good program, we'll purchase this, that's where they are employing more of them, because they think that will get them more black and minority ethnic programs on the television. But of course, that doesn't mean they're going to be any good, does it? And a lot of the time you see these new black presenters, new black comedians that are on the television, and they only last for 6 months because they're not very good. What we need to be finding are the best people, not just putting people on there because of what race they are. Meanwhile, there is a considerable lack of diversity in technical and craft roles across UK TV production, with fewer than 5% of programme contributions in costume and wardrobe, hair and makeup and set design are by those from a BAMI group. And again, you would expect that, wouldn't you, for the reasons that I was pointing out earlier about clothing, costumes. I mean, hair and makeup, again, if you've got the majority of people are going to be white, that they have different hair. They have different ways of doing makeup, totally different ways. There was a program on the BBC recently about black students at Cambridge, and they were complaining that they couldn't find a black barber in Cambridge because they certainly didn't want to have their hair done by a white man, because they have different hair to white people. So you wouldn't expect them to be that many of them involved in hair and makeup, because people would want their hair and makeup to be done by somebody who understood doing that for themselves, rather than having somebody from a different race. And this goes for the blacks as well as the whites. Fewer than 10% of program contributions in sound and post-production are made by people who identify with a black and minority ethnic group. And that's something that maybe blacks might be very good at. That might be something that they excel at. Don't forget, blacks have a lot to do with making music, production. You think of the dub reggae that they do. And they're saying it's about 10% or just less than 10%. Well, that's close enough to 12%, isn't it? That is representative of them. And I would say that maybe you could have predicted that could be a little bit higher, because as I say, that is something that blacks are particularly good at. They are good at sound and post-production and that sort of thing. When you look at the music that they make and the way that they produce it, it's a lot of it is electronic music, samples, all that sort of thing. It's post-production rather than classically trained musicians using instruments. Camera is the only craft and technical area where BAMI contributions, 12.5%, are closer to the UK BAMI population, 12.8%. There are so few BAMI contributions being made in lighting and set crafts that the CDN is unable to publish the data on these departments. And again, do we see a history of them being good at things like set crafts? We don't even see a history of drama or plays or movies or anything like that in the Islamic world. And don't forget, they make up half of these people. We do see a tradition of that in India, as I pointed out earlier. We see that with Bollywood. So you would expect that some of those might be involved in this. We don't see anything like that going on in Africa as well. So you wouldn't expect to see them being very good at these positions. In its report, the CDN recommended, as policies, processes, and technologies evolve in broadcasting and production, a diversity lens needs to be brought to every table in order to ensure all our activity and future ambitions are proactively supporting a more inclusive workforce, rather than maintaining the status quo or actively widening the diversity gap further. Again, I think more people would be interested in them improving the content. That is what should matter. It should always be quality that comes first before quantity. You could have a program that was full of black people, 100% diversity, but unless it's any good, people aren't going to watch it. They're not going to be interested in it. That's what matters. That's what matters to people, not the number of black people that are on it. It's only a very tiny proportion of the establishment and the people that have been to university that push these ideas and think that they are so important. Not very important to the average man on the street. CDN boss Deborah Williams said, if we are to end 2020 with a collective wisdom gained from our various experiences, then I hope that this report can make a significant contribution. Well, yeah, it should mean that half the black and minority ethnics that are employed to be on the television programs themselves should be given their marching orders if we want to have proportional representation. But that's not what she's pointing out here. She says, in some respects, the findings of our analysis are startling, even shocking. But at the same time, its findings are not entirely new. They are now just evidenced. Through Diamond's long-term monitoring, we will continue to provide the industry with the evidence it needs to improve and ensure diversity. It is clear that there is so much more work to be done, and it is vital that we now find ways to bring together all of the conversations, debates, data, and evidence to build on our foundation stones. But they've overshot the mark, haven't they? They've got twice as many on there as they should have. And yet there's always more work to be done. COVID-19, Brexit and a rapidly evolving industry have forced change and mean we have to adapt to future-proof our industry. So what she means there is, well, we need to have these extra black and minority ethnics on there because in a few years' time, with their birth rates, they're going to make up a larger percentage of the population. If we go forward 40 years, white people are going to be a minority by the time we get to 2060, if things continue in the way that they are. So why don't they just go for 60% BAMI representation on there? This is the reason why they think that 20% isn't good enough and they have to do more, because they know that white people are being replaced. And this is the proof of it, that that's what is going on here, because they're preparing for that by trying to reflect it on the television before we even get there. She says, in so doing, we will find ourselves much better placed to maintain our position as world leaders in content creation, content creators and intellectual property. World leaders in content creation make the best content. They're not world leaders because of the number of black and minority ethnics they have in their content. The best content is the best content. It doesn't have any reflection on what race it is that made it, or what races there are that are reflected in it. I mean, it's incredible that they can run this article saying that there just isn't enough diversity, when the main figures themselves say that actually that there's too much diversity, twice as much diversity as there should be. And I would guess that on the advertisements, it's at least 50% non-whites now that we see in the advertisements, and particularly with white women pushing this idea that white women should have black partners and have non-white children and just steal the inheritance of their children from them and throw them away so that they don't have any ancestors that look like them, so they don't actually even look like their parents, so that they have no sense of identity in the world. It's an absolute crime what is being done to these children. And it's purely because people don't know the truth about these things, and they go along with the promotion of it on the television. They go along thinking, well, this is the right thing to do. We are all the same. We are all equal. Well, no, we're not. We are all human, but we are all different subspecies of human. And if you mix them all together, you end up losing identity, losing the subspecies, and losing the real diversity of the natural world. Thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.